relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
You know you've got a great team when you ask one of them 4 seconds before you go on air, hey, can you print something for me? Double space right now. And Eric walks it in with immaculate timing. Thank you, Eric. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and I do that all the time to my poor guys. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation with quite a show for you today. Momentarily, we will be talking to Secretary Alex Azar of the Trump Cabinet, Secretary for Health and Human Services. Latest update on the coronavirus, the Chinese virus response. We will be having Mike Lindell. Both of those individuals were supposed to be on the show yesterday, but they had to give a press conference with the president in the Rose Garden. But both of them will be with us today. Mike talking about his very powerful faith-based comments that have made the media go insane for the last 18 hours. Plus, Senator Marsha Blackburn, you know her, you love her. Katrina Pearson of the Trump campaign. And then Pete Talbot of our incredible sponsors, Relief Factor. All here with me today and you on America First. Our phone number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. But first, let me dedicate this segment, the opening of the show, to putting everything that you are going through right now, that the world is going through, into the correct context. Let me tell you a story about America and about communist China that will help you understand how we are where we are today. Back then, decades ago, it seemed to make sense. We were in a Cold War that easily could have gotten hot and taken all of our lives. It's so easy to forget that at the height of the Cold War, we had 25,000 nuclear warheads aimed across the divide to each of our politically divided blocks. So if America, in the midst of that confrontation, could somehow sow division between two of the biggest communist countries in the world and so weaken their relations, well, so much the better.
That's how somebody called Henry Kissinger whispered in the ear of President Nixon and said, hey, let's have a rapprochement. Let's cozy on up to the communists in Beijing, to the Chinese Central Committee of the Communist Party. After 25 years of non-recognition and isolation, an American president wasn't simply going to recognize China. He was going to go there for a state visit that lasted 7 days. At the time, the main threat to us was the global threat of communism and nuclear war with the Soviet Union. So such a move to split China off from the Soviets was kind of intuitive and seductive. But Kissinger's idea of driving a wedge between Beijing and Moscow broke a cardinal rule of good strategy. It is never wise to empower one of your enemies simply for the sake of the potential weakening of another, more proximate foe. Richard Nixon's fateful acquiescence to Kissinger's plan to lure China away from Moscow led to Beijing playing us for the next 50 years like a cheap fiddle. With the geopolitical door opened thanks to Kissinger and by President Nixon, who had earned his anti-communist credentials, we forget, on the House Un-American Committee in Congress, Beijing realized a dream had come true. With America on communist China's side, its reception back into the global political life and international trade were assured, and they were incredibly successful. Whether it was the administration run by Republicans or a following one run by Democrats, China would move inexorably closer to the position it craved. The maintenance of an ironclad grip on its population domestically, whilst also having the freedom to trade with the whole world internationally and influence geopolitics as, quote, just another country. And we let it all happen. From Jimmy Carter's decision to reinstate the most favored nation trading status for China in 1979, to China's accession to the World Trade Organization under George W. Bush in 2001, the murderous regime achieved every goal it set out for itself in order to realize its position as a peer competitor and our greatest enemy. Perhaps now, the global pandemic that is the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus will change all that. It must change all that. Many have asked the reasonable question, why are we producing upwards of 95% of our antibiotics and medical equipment in communist China? Even before one explores the question of how rife these experts are to geopolitical exploitation, forgery, and failure, this fact just seems suicidal. But let's stay with the question, why are we doing business with China at all? This is a country that in the name of cultural revolution killed 45 million of its own citizens in 5 years and starved another 30 million. This is a country that massacred thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators in Tiananmen Square and that now is censoring its internal internet with the help of Google so you can't even find the word or the phrase Tiananmen Massacre on the internet. This is a country that runs concentration camps for people who come from, quote, the wrong religion or ethnic community. And this is a country, and if you don't believe me, check it out. This is a country that forcibly removes the organs of political prisoners to sell on the private market. And this is the country where the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic began. This is the country that lied
about the origins of COVID-19 and is today executing an extensive propaganda campaign to diminish its culpability and to blame others, even to the extent of saying we generated the coronavirus. But that's not really the problem. Again, my original question. Why is America doing business with the world's biggest communist dictatorship at all? Do we really need the toys, the plastic toys we give away with our McDonald's Happy Meals to be as cheap as possible? Or do we really want to be blackmailed the next time we need millions of N95 masks for the next virus? In 1959, when our grandparents or our parents woke up one day and turned on their radios and heard the beep, beep, beep of the world's first man-made satellite in space beaming down its signal, we had a Sputnik moment in America. We've woke up as a nation to understand the Soviets had outthought and out-engineered us and that we must finally take seriously the existential threat that the Soviet Union posed. My question now to you, to everyone in America, will the Wuhan coronavirus be the Sputnik moment we need to understand the threat that China represents today? I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump. This is America First, and next, none other than Secretary Alex Azar of the Trump administration and the Chinese coronavirus response team.
And when someone creates a model, they put in various assumptions.
The model is only as good and as accurate as your assumptions. And whenever the model has come in, they give a worst case scenario and a best case scenario. Generally, the reality is somewhere in the middle. I've never seen a model of the diseases that I've dealt with, which the worst case scenario actually came out. They always overshoot. So when you use numbers like a million and a half, 2 million, that almost certainly is off the chart. Now, it's not impossible, but very, very unlikely. You know, I would say between 100 and 200,000 cases, but I don't want to be held to that because it's deaths. I mean, we're going to have millions of cases, but I just don't think that we really need to make a projection when it's such a moving target that you can so easily be wrong.
Welcome back, my friends. This is America First Radio Network, coast to coast on more than 300 stations, platforms, and live streaming on YouTube and Facebook. Yesterday, we were supposed to have with us a member of the president's cabinet, Secretary Alex Azar of Health and Human Services, but he said he was a little busy because he had to be in the Rose Garden with his boss, my old boss, the president, Donald J. Trump. But he is with us today, and we are very, very excited. Follow him right now on Twitter, at SecAzar. Azar, A-Z-A-R. Welcome to America First, Secretary Azar.
Great to be with you, Dr. Gorka, and to be with your listeners. Well, you know what that's like, don't you? When the president says you're coming up on stage with me, Alex, you come up on stage, so I apologize for the one-day delay.
Not needed, because both of our guests were in the same situation. Mike Lindell and your good self were meant to be on our show today, but both of you, yesterday, but both of you are joining us today because, hey, my old boss kind of demands your attention. You are doing an incredible job. I approve, although I have been wearing a beard since 1993. I approve of the new clean-shaven Secretary Azar. I think you've lost a few years there, but it was a great, great press conference yesterday. From the news, have we ever seen this? Two questions for you. Let's start with these. I'm going to exploit you mercilessly, and then I'm going to get you to talk about what the president wants all Americans to hear. Number one, have we ever seen in medical history a trial vaccine be created 65 days after the first sequencing. And then yesterday, this Abbott Industries point of care test that will allow doctors and clinics to test their patients to find out within 5 to 10 minutes if they have the Chinese coronavirus, that machine was unboxed by the president yesterday. Aren't these record-breaking results, Secretary Azar?
Every one of them is record-breaking. So the vaccine trial that you mentioned, our NIH physicians, they invented a vaccine within 3 days after getting the Chinese genetic sequence. And as you said, about 8 weeks later, that went into human clinical trials, the fastest that we know of ever for a vaccine. And then yesterday, the president unveiled the approved Abbott rapid diagnostic test. And this normally, this is what you would get if you go to the doctor's office to get the flu test or the strep test. That took years and years to develop, that rapid test. We even thought when this began and we started working with manufacturers, they said, oh, it'll be 6 to 9 months at best. Instead, in weeks, this has been approved. It's out there. You've got over 18,000 of these units out there in American doctors' offices and in the community for a rapid test results. In I think it's 5 minutes for a negative, 15 for a positive, might be the other way around, but rapid test to get you accurate information about your status. It's just revolutions in the progress of medicine that we are seeing every day in the COVID response led by President Trump and Vice President Pence.
Let me ask you a very tactical question that could have strategic consequences. I know my old bosses. As former strategist to the president, you know, I'm 49 years old. The president at 73, he's like, it's incredible. He's barely sleeps, and he outworked all of us in the White House. It's hard to keep up with the man. How is the morale and how is the energy of the people in the coronavirus response team, like yourself, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx? Are you keeping up with the president? Because you must be working every hour God sends you.
We are, and I hope we're keeping up with him. Our energy is strong. Our morale is strong. Every day we see advances that cause us to be more optimistic about the future. Even though we have tough times ahead, it'll be a time of shared sacrifice for us all. The economic impact is real. We care so deeply about what the what's happening to the American worker and what President Trump has done with Congress to bring them relief. This is real. It's significant. But we'll get through this, and we'll get through it well. And every day we get new developments, new technology, new data that show us the reasons for hope.
You are listening to America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald Trump. And we are talking to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary Alex Azar. Secretary Azar, we are hearing, it's still early days, I know, and we have to be, you know, cognizant of not overdoing it. But we're hearing some very positive things coming out of Italy, coming out of New York, that there seems to be a slowing down in at least the reports of those who are presenting with the coronavirus. Could this be the beginning of what the president and you and the team have called the flattening of the curve of infection?
It could be. What it certainly helps to show, Italy's example in particular, is that these type of drastic and, as I said, sacrificial community mitigation efforts do have an impact. And we hope we're starting to see some of that with the new case identifications in New York. I think it's important for the American public to know, though, that what we're seeing in New York and the New York suburban areas is quite unique in the United States. Now, it's too early to tell if that will be replicated in other communities. But if you look at the epidemiological curves, how this disease is advancing in every other state in the union, you have not yet seen this type of a profile. Now, New York perhaps could be different. They were a bit later to some of the community mitigation efforts. In addition, you have a highly compressed, dense, highly mobile population that makes New York somewhat different. It also has significant European connectivity in terms of spread from Europe, which seeded, we think, a good bit of the United States with travel. And so we'll have to see if New York is an example to the rest or if Seattle and Santa Clara County are the example, which have seemingly blunted a lot of the impact there, as significant as it has been.
Now, I on this show have regularly read into the microphone the president's guidelines that have now been extended for another 30 days, and I've told people you've got to be scrupulous about your source of information. There's so much fake news and misinformation out there. Stick to cdc.gov, whitehouse.gov, stick to coronavirus.gov. Where else, Secretary Azar, should Americans be looking to for reliable information about what they need to know?
I think, Dr. Gorka, the site you just mentioned is where you ought to be going to. Coronavirus.gov is where I get my data. That is where if you're going there, you're not seeing data that I'm not seeing. And so you'll be up to speed on what we know, as well as the current guidelines, what to do if you're sick, guidelines for doctors. Everything is there. And you raised a point. There is significant misinformation out there, but also, as you will know well, intentional disinformation.
Yes.
Spread by very malicious actors, some of which are foreign entities probably. And you have to be very, very careful about what you read. So go to authentic sources. Don't read just what happens to float your way on Twitter or Facebook.
Don't fall prey to propaganda because it's about your health. We've been talking to Secretary Azar. Please do say hello to the president and follow this man on Twitter at SecAzar. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Job Creators Network.
God gave us grace on November 8, 2016. To change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
That was Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy at the White House in the Rose Garden yesterday, who at the end of his speech about how he has turned 75% of his factory's capacity over to creating masks for first responders, just gave an extemporaneous comment about how we need to find our way back to God in the middle of this national emergency, and it has caused a meltdown in the media. We'll share with you the response from the mainstream media that seems to hate Christians and Christianity more than they hate the coronavirus, and we will be joined by Mike Lindell later on the show. In the meantime, today is the final day of my campaign to feed the poor in Guatemala. We will get through the coronavirus national emergency. We'll be even stronger afterwards, but there are some countries where it's not lack of toilet paper that is the issue, but where children are severely malnourished. Children, for example, of Catalina Gomez in the mountain community of La Culebra, who spoke to us through a translator.
I always have the hope and the attitude to go out and find something for me to give the family. The United States is a big country because there are a lot of people that from Guatemala, they travel to the United States and they send money to the families here. So I would say to people in the United States that if they have the possibilities to help people like us that are living in extreme poverty, I will ask them to please give something from that they have.
Please support people like that, the mothers who cannot feed their children adequately. It's the last day. Please, please give as much as you can today. Be a modern missionary. Remember what our good Lord told us about helping the most unfortunate, and especially the children. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner. Or if you prefer, you can call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to my website, sebgorka.com. We're going to take your calls on how you are coping with the coronavirus and the responses from not only federal government, but local and state government on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Terry, our first caller of the day. Oh, I remember Terry. Terry from California. Welcome, my friend. Is the force with you, Terry?
Yes, it is, and I'm sure it's with you. And it's good to talk to you again. Last time I called you, the Jedi Knight of Talk Radio, well, now you've risen to the rank of master.
That is very kind. As long as I don't have to look like Baby Yoda, I will be very grateful.
You sure will. How is England coping with this coronavirus?
It's funny you should ask that. I actually spoke to my my best friend in the UK earlier today, and it's crazy. In the UK, they're having such a shutdown that even only selective grocery stores are open. Some of the big ones, like Marks and Spencer's, aren't even allowed to open up. The social distancing is even more serious in the UK. And now the latest, which is kind of disappointing to me in the land of Margaret Thatcher, as was, they want to use the police to enforce social distancing. So I'm not very happy, Terry, about that.
Do you think their scientists are doing a lot to try to find a cure for this disease?
Well, I think every scientist is trying to do that. I think the issue in the UK was they had this question of herd immunity. Does herd immunity, does exposing a lot of otherwise healthy people to it strengthen the community's response or not? And I think Boris Johnson got into a bit of trouble for actually advertising that concept. So, you know, God, let's pray for everybody who's suffering, especially knowing the fact that his health minister and the prime minister have caught the coronavirus. So, you know, it's a sad day that they've gone the way of the nanny state. But this is, remember, Terry, the nation that survived the Blitz. This is the land of the bulldog spirit and Winston Churchill. More of your calls here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Now, more than ever, we want to stay in touch with our loved ones. And Patriot Mobile is here to support you and help you to stay connected to your family. That's why they have reduced, for you, all their plan pricing for a limited period for their cell phones. There has never been a better time to make this easy switch to Patriot Mobile. Do it today. You can keep your same phone number. You can get a new phone or keep your old phone, and they will help you transfer all your contacts, photos, you name it. And there's no contract, no hidden fees. They are the true experts, and they are conservatives like you. Call their U.S.-based customer support number on 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Or visit patriotmobile.com/GORKA and use the promo code GORKA to get a waiver on your activation fees, plus a free gift and lower pricing for a limited time. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call 972-PATRIOT. Back with your calls here on America First.
Porsche
portions of America First are sponsored by Moral Compass LLC's No Safe Spaces movie.
Our friends at Job Creators Network want to hear from you about how the government lockdowns have impacted you as a small business owner or as the employee of a small business. Please, if you want to share your stories, call our voicemail line. It's our Patriot Mobile line, 703-585-3668. Share your stories and your opinions about how your elected officials can help you and what mistakes they have made. Why? Because America runs on small businesses, and our small businesses are quite literally too big to fail. Call our patriotmobile.com voicemail number 703-585-3668 and share your stories today. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We will be joined by Katrina Pearson and Pete Talbot in the next hour, then Senator Marsha Blackburn and Mike Lindell. So don't touch that dial. And if you want to call in, the number here is 833-334-6752. Let's go to California, line 3. Carolyn, welcome to America First.
Hi, is it for me, Carolyn? Is that what you said?
It was, yes, indeed.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I was going to call about Trump fighting this war, this COVID war.
You mean
war.
President Trump?
Yes, President Trump. And he's our wartime general. And so I'm hoping that he can. I know he's been great doing everything he's doing, and but I feel it's a bit too reactive. I'm hoping he can be more proactive, and that would be to stop the virus. He's doing all the good things that he needs to do. That's what his experts are telling him. But as far as a matter of national security, right now I just heard that there's 200 sailors on an aircraft carrier with COVID. We need to institute, he needs to institute, as commander-in-chief, a prophylaxis, and that would be the hydroxychloroquine. It is a prophylaxis against malaria. It's been proven to work. People in China that had lupus that take Plaquenil or hydroxy, they did not get COVID. And then India.
Hang on. Where do you get that from? I need to know what your source for that is.
I was listening to the Bannon War Room last night, and they said that.
Bannon's War Room. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And then they also mentioned that India is going to be using all their, well, not all of it, but a good portion of their hydroxychloroquine for their healthcare workers. So if nothing else comes out of this discussion, we need to protect our healthcare workers. PPE is not fail-safe. Believe me, I'm a nurse practitioner, a retired nurse practitioner. What they need is protection. These people are terrified going into work every day. The physicians are able to self-prescribe for themselves and their families, but all the nurses, the firefighters, all the techs, those people have no, and they are part of Trump's army in this fight. Somehow, there needs to be protection. They need to be armored, basically, in this fight. So I'm hoping we can somehow move that issue of prophylaxis through the public health department. They tell everybody, you know, the CDC, everybody, every year we have to get our flu vaccine. Well, how about the hydroxychloroquine prophylaxis against a COVID if you're actually on the front line? And then just one other thing.
Yes.
I know I'm taking a lot of time. And that is, this is even more radical and more proactive. But, you know, we have all that donated hydroxychloroquine.
Three million pills from Bayer yesterday.
27 million doses.
Right.
And you figure, just a quick math, if you have 150,000 infected Americans and you give them a 10-day course of this, okay, it's going to dramatically drop the viral load and the infectivity. So you still have 30 million doses left over for whatever else you want. You could use it for prophylaxis. But if you took 10 days, had a 10-day regimen for all the infected people, you would stop that virus in its tracks. And by...
So let me respond, Karen. I've given you like 5 minutes to talk. Let me respond. So first things first, the idea that the president needs to be more proactive, Let's just look at history. This is the president who in January, closed. Now it's my turn, Karen, okay?
You've got to
listen, okay? This is the president who was called a racist 3 months ago when he said, no, you can't travel from the hot zones of Asia to America. This is the president who, when he mentioned how hydroxychloroquine could be a game changer, was the next day accused indirectly of being responsible, well, actually quite directly, of being responsible for the death of some, I'll control my language, less than intelligent individual who thought that an aquarium cleaner that had a similar name was actually going to be prophylactic for him, and he died by poisoning himself. So this idea that he's not proactive enough when he's actually being attacked for being proactive enough. And last two things, and I'm not here to stand up for the president. I'm here to just make very, very factual statements. This is the president whose team has broken every world record. You heard it from Secretary Azar. Never before have we had the sequencing of a virus result in a phase one vaccine trial in 65 days. The fact that yesterday Abbott Labs was able to unbox with the president the point of care coronavirus testing equipment within weeks of the demand being demonstrable means that the idea that he's not being proactive is utterly fallacious. However, as a former nurse practitioner, I take your point very, very seriously that the frontline people have to be supported. But remember, hydroxychloroquine, a week ago, the media was saying it's irrelevant and it's dangerous.
Right, but what do we care about what they say?
I'm just saying that this is the environment in which we function. So sure. You know, there's the good news yesterday, and this is where I'll have to stop, is what Bear did. I mean, New York has requested 11,000 doses of chloroquine. Bear Pharmaceuticals from Germany have donated more than 3 million tablets. This is going to be, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not a doctor, this is going to be a game changer. God bless you, Carolyn. Thank you for your passion. Thank you for your service. Back to your calls in a moment on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from the relieffactor.com studios. If you are in pain today, please let me recommend something to you. It's a product I take every day that has rid me of my lower back pain and that I am relying upon more than ever since my knee surgery just a month ago. It's natural, it has no negative side effects, and its ingredients, curcumin, resveratrol, and omega-3, attack the source of my pain, which is the inflammation. It's providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now, and you could be the next success story. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less, and I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, you will know by the end of the 3 weeks, if it works for you like it works for me. Less than $1 a day to find out if you can be liberated from your daily pain. Do it right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Critics have called No Safe Spaces smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important films that you need to see today. No Safe Spaces is a film that illustrates how America is exceptional. It also shows how our foundational American values have come under attack and how you can fight back. It's hosted by my good friend and Salem colleague Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla, and includes exclusive interviews with Jordan Peterson, Tim Allen, and Ben Shapiro. And right now, while everybody's cooped up, you get a 25% discount when you stream it. Go to nosafespaces.com. Of course, they're not allowing it onto platforms like Netflix and Hulu. Why? Because it's the truth, and it's not politically correct. But it has remarkably a 99% fresh rating
on Rotten Tomatoes or Tomatoes, whichever you prefer. Go to nosafespaces.com to stream it today. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, taking your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And if we had a theme for today, it's really how reprehensible has the media become when now it just has to attack anybody who publicly avows their Christian values like Mike Lindell did yesterday. We have some unbelievable audio. Let's just play Chris Hayes. And this is his response to Mike Lindell after he mentioned we should be reading the Bible and praying from the Rose Garden yesterday. Chris Hayes, cut three.
It's obviously above my pay grade. I don't make the call that we take them or not, but it seems crazy to me that everyone's still taking them when you got the MyPillow guy getting up there talking about reading the Bible.
So he's talking about it's crazy that MSNBC and CNN should be showing live the president's coronavirus response team briefings. Why are they saying that? Because they don't want you to know, A, the kinds of things the president and his team is doing, and B, the example of what patriotic Americans are sacrificing and what they're asking you to do. We're going to talk to Mike Lindell later, but think of what he has done. This is one of the most successful businessmen today who said, I'm not going to keep on just making money, who's dedicated 75% of his manufacturing capacities, his MyPillow.com plants, not to making his products, but to making the fabric masks that protect our first responders. And at the end of his speech yesterday, he says, Mr. President, do you mind if I add something? I want to talk about the role of grace, how families who are now back together should pray together and should open the Bible. And that's a reason for people like Chris Hayes and Jim Acosta to cut the feed. They are the enemy of the American people. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next hour, Katrina Pearson and Pete Talbot here on America First.